Parable say hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota daf Dalid. Today we're going to talk about three topics predominantly. First of all, how long is it that the woman has to be, not so sorry, it's not probably not the right word, but she has to be secluded, right? How long does the stira have to be, right, for it to qualify as a stira, as a seclusion with the guy she was warned about? That's the first topic. Second topic is going to be, we're talking about Netzilas Yadayim, and finally we'll talk about being arrogant, being a balgaiva, and how bad it is. So pretty standard Sota type of daf for today. So it says the Gemara on the bottom of Gilma Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan with another Raisa. Right, two lines up at the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Ezu he Edus Rishona. Again, we had been discussing, right? We had been defining, just to, the Gemara just clarifies. We explained it just because, you know, otherwise it would be hard to make sense. But the Gemara just clarifies that Edus Rishona, the phrase we've been using up until now, we used it a lot yesterday. Zu Edus Stira, that is the Edus against the Stira, the seclusion. And Edus Achorna, the second Edus, or the last Edus, Zu Edus Tumah. That's the Edus of the if she actually ended up, did end up cheating on him. Again, we said yesterday that's an Edus, but it could be enough for that. Right, just to clarify, it's important because, right, there are three cases here, right? We have three situations of a Sota. We have the Kinui, the Stira, and the Tumah, right? The Kinui is the warning, the Stira is the seclusion, and the Tumah is the potential cheating. So again, it was important, you might have thought, right, that the Edus Rishona, that would be the Kinui, right? The first Edus, right? We had a whole Shiloh, whether you need to aid him for that, right? Again, that could have been talking about the Kinui. So the Gemara just explains that it's talking about the Stira, the seclusion, and then the subsequent Toma. Kama Shir Stira. How much is it? How long is it that a woman has to be secluded for to kick off this whole Sota process that we will get to eventually. So the Gemara says, Kedei Tumah, right, enough that it takes for her to cheat on him. Kedei Bia, the amount of time they need to have Bia. Kedei Ha'ara, the amount of time they have to have what's called Tchilas Bia, the beginning of Bia. Kedei HaKavaz Dekel, the amount of time that it takes, right, to go around a palm tree. Dibri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel gives these several definitions. The Gemara obviously is going to have to, you know, explain why he gives so many. Now, we're about to see a bunch of different options, a bunch of different opinions, right, how long it takes. And just to be clear again, we're not the shear of Yichud, which perhaps we're more familiar with, right? Chazal, right, in terms of this, not to get too much into the halacha per se, but again, we very often bring in the shir, what's called the shir hartzasa, as we'll mention a little bit later, right, of artusa, right, the fact that the woman very often has to be this, you know, appeased or seduced, however you want to talk about. Right here, over here, when we're talking about the seclusion, right, there's a rate of reglaim ladavar, as we mentioned yesterday, right, the man has warned her not to seclude herself with this guy. Presumably, there's some sort of familiarity there, right? So the shear of stira, the shear of secluding herself with him, but is only going to be the amount of time, pretty much, as you'll see, to have bia with him, as opposed to, right, what we're familiar with, right, the shear yichud, which we usually view as a little bit longer, right? To include the stuff that might lead up to bia. Okay, fine. Already that's another rather not for that's for halacha shir, not for daf yomi. Okay, let's see all the other opinions. Then we're going to quote a braisa that seems to imply that these tanaim and amoraim had different opinions. Okay, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says k'dei mizikas hakos, the amount of time it takes to pour and as dilute wine, right? As they used to do back in the day, they used to dilute wine. Right, their wine used to be very strong, so they had to dilute it. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kadei Lishtoso, the amount of time it takes to drink the cup. Ben Azi Omer Kadei Litzlos Peso, the amount of time it takes to roast an egg, fry an egg, or whatever you call cooking an egg. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kadei Lagoma, the amount of time it takes to swallow it. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mizera Omer Kadei Lagmoa Shalosh Beitzim Zuachazu, the amount of time it takes to swallow three eggs. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yirmiyah Omer Kadei Likshor Garde Nima, right, the amount of time it takes to kind of to tie, right, on a loom, right, a piece of string. Chanan Ben Pinchas Omer Kadei Shetoshit Yada Latochpia Lito Kosem, a kesem, right, the amount of time it takes for a woman to take a toothpick out of her mouth. Plimo Omer Plimo, one of the great names in the Gemara. Plimo says Kadei Shetoshit Yada Lasal Lito Kikar, the amount of time it takes to take out bread from a basket. Afal pi shein ra'ah ledavar zecher ledavar, and even though there's no proof, Plimo says there's still a remez, there's still a hint, because the pasuk says ki ba'ad isha zo na akikar lachem, because the Gemara compares, right, is sleeping with a zona, right, to taking out a loaf of bread. We're going to talk about that pasuk in a few minutes, and we'll get that in a second. Okay, you know, just the parallel between a zona and a piece of bread. V'cholhani lamali. Gemara says, what do you need all these shiurim? Now, not all the shiurim of the opinions of the other rabbanim, right? But what about the first one? Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel said, what was it? It was kedei tuma, kedei bia, kedei ha'ara, kedei ha'kafas deka. What do you need all of these for? So the Gemara says, tzrichi. You really need all four of those. First, just to clarify what Debe Rabbi Shmuel was talking about. Ditana kedei tuma. If you would have just said the amount of time it takes for her to cheat on him, hava mina kedei tuma suva artusa. You might have thought the amount of time it takes to artusa to seduce or convince or whatever it is, and then have this subsequent bia. That's obviously much longer. Right? Kamash malan kedei bia. So therefore, he wanted to teach me. He said kedei bia. The amount of time it has says. The amount of time it takes to have bia. V'itana kedei bia. And if he would have said the amount of time it takes to have bia, zava mina kedei gemar bia. As long as it takes to finish a bia, to have a complete bia. Kamash malan. Therefore, it says kedei ha'ara. Right. Therefore, it just says right the amount of time that it takes for ha'ara, which is just the beginning, with just the insertion of the male aver into the female aver. V'yesh mina kedei ha'ara. And if he would have just said that, hava mina kedei ha'ara v'artusa. Right. If it had just said kedei ha'ara, right, you might have thought the amount of time it takes to convince her and then have kahara. And then have ha'ara. It's kamash moments. Therefore, he's had to tell us kedei tuma, v'kama kedei ha'ara. And therefore, how long is it just to have the first chilas bia, the beginning of bia, kedei ha'kafas dekel, the amount of time it takes right to walk around a dekel tree, a palm tree. So urmin, one second. The Brisa says differently. I mean, and then we're going to see that basically all these opinions are kind of pushed down one. As you'll see in a second, right? The Gemara will compare. Right? It's important. You don't have to do now, like to memorize all the opinions, but just keep a finger on the place at top, because all of these opinions are basically going to say right, the next opinion right in the Brisa, and we're going to kind of kick everyone down one notch. But okay, let's say this is Urmini. The Brisa says Vinistra, and she right Stira Kamishir. Stira, how long is that? Well, how long did the Edom have to see her secluded with this guy? Lo Shamano, right? We don't know. She Omer when the Pasuk says Vehinitzma, right? That she is. Right, she has cheated on him. It must be the amount of time it takes to cheat on him. Right, that whole phrase that we saw in Tavri Rebbe Shmuel. But this is the Rebbe Lezer, right? This is the Rebbe Lezer Shita. And we had Rebbe Lezer saying, right, in the first Brisa, right, three lines down, it's Kedei Mizizu Kasakos. Right, this opinion we attributed to Rebbe Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Shu Omer Kedei Mizika Sakos. Right, that wasn't his opinion in the first one. That was Rabbi Eliezer's. Right, Rabbi Shu had said Kedei Lishtoso. Benazi Omer Kedei Lishtoso. Benazi says in order to drink it. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kedei Litzos Beisa. Rabbi Huda Ben Seira Kedei Ligoma. Right, so basically all of these opinions, if you just look up, right, it's just basically kicked down one. Or moved everybody up one, I guess, if you want to phrase it like that. So kazal kadaitach, right? Hainu hakavas dekel, hainu chazars dekel. Now, if you notice, the Gemara just points out right that the opinion right we said attributed to Rabbi Eliezer, which is really what we had as Rabbi Yishmael, right? It said hakavas dekel in the first price, and then it said chazars dekel. Right, in the second brisa, Chazar's dekel would be to return a palm tree, meaning that when the palm tree blows in the wind, right, the amount of time it takes to kind of return to where it was. So, Hasam, Am Rabbi Shmuel, Kedei Hakavas dekel, Upalag Rabbi Lezer Aleh. Right, and so the Gemara just clarifies. Sorry, just to get back to that last point. Right, we assume that was the same shear. So if the same shear, right, if the whole dekel tree is the same shear, the problem is that now we have the stira, as we pointed out right at the outset. Right, Rabbi Shmuel was the one who said that it was a kedega hakavas dekel upara palig Rabbi Lezer alei, right, and Rabbi Lezer argued with him and said it was kedem mizikas akos. Right, hacha am Rabbi Lezer kedeg chazars dekel. And here we're saying it's Rabbi Lezer shita, which is the walking around the snapping back of the tree. So Rabbi hakavas beragel chazar beruach. You're right. And Anachanami, they're a little bit different shirim. Right, hakafa means walking around the tree. Chazara is when, again, as I explained, right, is the tree kind of snapping back, right, when the wind right, blows it, right, going back to where it was. Boy Ravashi asks, Chazara Baruach, right, when the tree goes back, Keichi de'azol v'hadar asi, odoma heichi de'azol v'asi v'hadar kai beduchli. Does it mean when it just go, meaning when it just moves, right, after the wind has blown it, meaning is it out and back, or is it just out and then back and stays? Meaning, is it a branch going back and forth? Is it a tree going back and forth? Or is it stopping? Meaning, how much time do you need? Are we snapping back and forth? Or are we snapping and then finally, coming to a rest as it was originally? Meaning, is it a little bit longer, Shita? Or is it a little bit a shorter amount of time? So the Gemara says, Teku. We're going to have a bunch of those. Hossam Amar Rabbi Lezer. Again, just the Gemara goes back and says, Hossam, in the previous Brisa, Rabbi Lezer said, the Kedem Azikas HaKos. Hacha Kedem Azar Sadeko. Right? He said that before, right, in the first Brisa, he said it's the amount of time to take to mix a drink, to mix a wine, to dilute the wine. And Hacha in here, Kedem Azar Sadeko, is the amount of time it takes for the tree to snap back into its original position. So Gemara says, meaning so is a serious. The Gemara says, Adi Vadi Chashir Ru Enichanami. Right, it's the same shear. It's the same amount of time. So Gemara says now, that Rabbi Yeshua, again, that's the steer in Rabbi Yeshua. First price that he said, the amount of time it takes to drink, and second price that he said, the amount of time it takes to dilute the cup of wine. So, the Gemara says what Rabbi Shua means is actually both. The amount of time it takes to dilute a cup of wine and then to drink it. Why don't you give the same answer? Why don't you sell that the same answer? Because then you run into a problem. Because then Rabbi Yeshua is the same sheet as Rabbi Elazar. Right, that's what Rabbi Elazar said, right? So you can't say it's the same shear because then it doesn't make sense, right? Because we list in the first price of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar back to back, right? So it must be that Rabbi Yeshua has somewhat different opinion than Rabbi Elazar. Hasam Amar Ben Azai Kedei Litzel's Beza Hacha Amar Kedei Lishtoso. Right, again, there before in the first price he said the amount of time it takes to roast or fry an egg. And here it says the time enough to drink a cup. So Gemara says, right, that's the same shear, right? And that's no issue, right? There's no problem with that. Although Rashi points out, right, Rashi says over here that Ben Azai, right, is that's basically Rabbi Yeshua Shita, right? Again, so basically Rashi explains, right, that Rabbi Yeshua, we just said that Rabbi Yeshua is not actually just drinking; it's mixing and drinking, right? So that's fine, right? That works out okay. Okay, so the Gemara at it asks another kasha. Hasam Amar Rabbi Akiva Kedei Lagoma Hacha Amar Kedei Litzos Beza. Again, Rabbi Akiva again has a stira. Is it swallowing an egg or roasting an egg? So Ema Kedei Litzos Beza Lagoma. Right, so you have to combine it like we did right with Rabbi Yoshua. So Gemara says Ema Lema Idi Idi Chachiruhu. But why don't you say it's the same shear? So again, you say you run into the same issue because Imkain Hainu Benazai. Because if you say it's the same issue, if it's the same shears, then you run into Benazai. That's what Benazai said. The amount of time it takes to fry an egg, and if you tell me that Rabbi frying and drink and swallowing it is swallowing an egg and roasting an egg is the same shear, so then Rabbi Kiva is Ben Azai, right, in the first brisa. I think this is the last one. Hasam Amar Rabbi Shuvah Maseira Kedei Lagoma Shalosh Beitzes Zu Achar Zu and Acha Amar Kedei Lagoma. Right? Is it how many eggs is it that you have to swallow? Right? Rabbi Shuvah Maseira originally said it was three eggs, and now he's telling it's one egg. So actually, the Gemara says the Devar of Rabbi Akiva Kama. So really, Rabbi Yudah Maseira is talking within Rabbi Akiva Shita, meaning he actually holds that. I mean, in the first brisa, meaning he actually holds that it's one egg, the amount of time it takes to swallow one egg. But for three eggs, as he's talking about Rabbi Akiva, the Ka'amar, because he's saying, right, Misharin Betzliya Uva Gimia, because Rabbi Akiva, again, as we explained, is that we define it as roasting and eating and swallowing. So, Ema Shir Gimia Lahuda. So, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira say, why do you have to confuse us with the amount of time it takes to roast an egg and eat an egg? You could have just said the amount of time that it takes to eat three eggs, right? Again, you said, I mean, it just makes much more sense, right? It would have been easier for us to measure and figure out, right? Ema shir gimia l'chude, right? Kedei l'gimol sholos beishim zuha chazu, right? Dehainu tzliu gimia, which would have been the same, right? You're just trying, you could have expressed it in an easier way, right? Without throwing in an extra aspect over here. Okay, this is I'm sorry, there are a couple more, right? Okay. That's not a steer. That's just a shiloh in terms of how long it is. We're going to have a bunch of these now. We have a bunch of these tekus. Rabbi Lazar ben Yirmiya Omer, Kedei Sheyikshor Gardei Nima, right? The amount of time it takes to tie a string to the loom when a woman is running it through when a weaver is running it through a loom. So, by Rav Ashi, the Demerkak Demekarov, right? Are these strings far or close together? So the Gemara says Teku. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer Kedei Shetoshet Yada L'toch Pia L'toch Kisem. Right, the amount of time it takes to take out a toothpick from between her mouth. Boy Rav Ashi Timihadok Odo Lo Mihadok Teku. Right, is it stuck between her mouth, between her teeth, or not? And Teku, we don't know. Plemo Omer. Plemo says that Kedei Shetoshet Yada L'sal L'toch Kikar. Right, the amount of time it takes take bread out of a basket. So by Rav Ashi, the mihadak, lo mihadak, is it stuck or is it not stuck? The chadato over atika, is it a new basket? Is it an old basket? Bechamima over kariria, is the bread warm? Is the bread cold? Right. So the Gemara basically, just keep on going. Bidechite uvid seori, is it wheat or is it barley bread? Right, wheat pashtus is smoother and like kind of like better bread, so it might not take as long. Berakiko uvakusha, right, is it soft dough? Is it hard dough? So the Gemara says teku. We're not sure. Okay, fine. All of these Tanaim, right? All of these Tanaim's opinions, right? For all of this stuff, right? Is their own personal experience. I mean, however long it took for them, right, to have bia with their wives. The Gemara says technical problem. Vayika ben Azai, right? The Gemara says in Yevamos the little nasiv that Ben Azai never got married. Right? If you look at Rashi over here, it says in Yevamos the Sarach Gimel. Right, Rabbi Ben Azai said, right, Aval Ma Esa Shenafshi Choshka B'Torah. Right, he was so, right, his soul, his neshama was so taken with Torah. Right, Efshir Olam Sheiskayim Al Yedei Achayrim. Right, again, he realized he had a mitzvah through Ru, but what can you do? I'm so obsessed with Torah, I don't have time to go get married, to go raise a family. I just have to be learning and learning and learning and learning, learning. So how does he know? So the Gemara says, gives a couple of possibilities. Ebay's Ema Nasiv Perishava could say that he married. Right, he tried and couldn't take it. The time requirements considerations were too much for him. Or he heard from his rabbi. Or you could say the Sod Hashem Lireyav, that very often Kosh Baruch Hu reveals his secrets right to the Yirei Shamayim, and he kind of Kosh Baruch Hu kind of clued him in. Okay. Darsh Rav Avira. Rav Avira darshan like this. Zimnin Amar Lo B'Shmei Rabbi Ami, V'Zimnin Amar Lo B'Shmei Rabbi Asi. Sometimes he said in the name of Rabbi Ami, sometimes he said in the name of Rabbi Asi. Rabbi he learned by both of them. Right? So sometimes he quoted both of them. One or the other, rather. Right? So he said, the Kol Ocha Lechem B'Lo Nedil Sidayim Ki'ilu Baal Ishazona. Fascinating, right, very, very intense shita. The person, if he doesn't wash and seals a dime for bread, it's as if he slept with a prostitute. So again, just to clarify, right? Again, that seems to be extreme, but the Gemara says, right? Shenem arkibad ishazona arkikarlechem. Right? Again, the pasuk kind of connects the two. And just to explain a little bit, right? When a person eats without the halachos that have been given to us by Chazal, so again, the whole concept of eating is a physical thing, right? It's a physical desire that we have. And if we're not going to be Mekadesh it, or if we're not going to do it in a holy manner, like Chazal and the Torah tell us, so that's just, giving into our animalistic desires, and the same thing, right, ostensibly, with sleeping with a prostitute, even though it may seem jarring, but that's pashtus, on a face level, that's the comparison between the two. So Rava says, I'm a Rava, I don't understand. If that's really what the pasuk is telling me, if that's really what the pasuk means, should it have been the opposite? Meaning that, again, what's the starting point? The starting point in the pasuk is, right, Bishazona is the prostitute, but not the bread. Right? It's not telling me anyway who doesn't wash his hands for bread is like a prostitute. It says the other way around. Right? The prostitute is first and then the bread. So, Allah Marava. So Rava says, nah, that's not what it means. So the pasuk means, "Kol ba'al ishazona the sof mevakish kikar lechem." That someone who has a slip to prostitute, he will unfortunately end up being so poor that he will have to beg for bread, and that will be part of the punishment. Okay, fine. Weiter. Again, I saw by I can't see if it's Rashi over here, but again, this is the comparison also, right? The pasuk says by Yosef, right, that if I put too far, he took care of everything in the house except for the bread, right? Except for the lechem, right? And obviously that was a reference to Potiphar's wife. So again, you see that there is a comparison that a person's wife is called bread, and it's the bread being the staple of life, of health, of eating. Right? Again, a wife is a health staple of a healthy life, a healthy home. Okay, fine. I don't see it in Rashi over here, so I saw it somewhere else. Amar Rabbi Zireka, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Kol Zalza Netzilas Sidaim, Nekerman Olam. Anybody who doesn't take Netzilas Sidaim seriously is uprooted from the world. And basically, as the Chazal explained, if the Rashi, the over al devar chachamim chayiv misa, right? The parts gather in Ishchena Nachash. Person is over on a Dinder Rabbanon. Right? Chazal, right? Our pasuk says that we have to lose it. Kolish or Tagiru Lachem Yaminu small. Los Asur, I'm sorry, Kolish. Los Asur Menu. Los Asur, it's 1 in the morning, so I'm having trouble remembering the Pesukim, right? Lo So Suru Mikol Asher Yagidu Lachem Yaminu Smol. Okay, something along those lines. Don't stray from anything that Chazal tell you, right or left. Right? Chazal set up these things for a good reason. So if a person's not going to listen, so Nekam and Olam. Right? What are we doing here anyway? If a person's just going to decide, you know, kind of make their own religion, I'm going to listen to Chazal. I'm not going to listen to Chazal. I'll do whatever I think is right. Right? So again, so what's going on? What's really going on over here? Except the person is being arrogant and deciding, right, that he doesn't want to listen. To what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, to listen to the Chachamim. Aside from the fact that, you know, if you had an issue, just for one more minute beleaguer the point, if you had an issue, a medical issue or some sort of philosophical issue, so obviously you go to the people who know the best. Right? You go to the doctors, you go to the experts, you go to the philosophers, you go to whoever you need. Right? Anytime you have an issue, mental health or whatever, or regular health, you go to an expert. So if you have an issue of spiritual health, right, you go to the experts, you go to Chazal, right? You go to the Rabbanim who know the most Torah. Right? If you decide based on some sort of a Twitter account or a blog or some dude you met in the street, so what are we doing here, right? You wouldn't do that for medical advice. So certainly for spiritual advice, certainly that's what we should be doing. Okay, all right, enough of that. Right. Amar b'chi amar barashi amar rav, mayim rishonim tzorech she'igbiya yadav lemala, mayim achronim tzorech she'yashpil yadav lemata. Again, when a person washes mayim rishonim, right, that we want to hold our hands up, right, so the water runs away from the fingers, so the water does not, we'll do that in a second, but basically so you don't want the water to be re-metame the fingers, but my macronim, you want the water to run off the fingers, because again, we're trying to get rid of, right, the melch sedomis, the salt that will... That will used to be dangerous back in the day. Again, as we just said, right, you have to lift the hands up so that the water shouldn't go past the hands, past the wrists, and then come back down, right, and rimetame the fingers. Again, these are already halachos that shach tumetara. That's not for. Not for Daf Yom Yishir here. Amar Rabbi, again, you could, if you want to look, there's this in Yadayim. It talks about these Yadayim. Amar Rabbi Yavo, call ochal pas b'lonigu v'yadayim ki ilu ochal lechem tame. If a person eats, right, his hands without eats bread without drying his hands. Now, that's as if he's eating bread that is tame. Which is shenemar as Pasuk says, v'yom Hashem kachu yochlu b'nei Yisrael zlachum lechem. Tomei, okay. You know, one of the ones we're talking about is psukim in. Oh no, just kidding. Right, meaning once we talked about the bread and the zona, so we're talking about this. What does that mean? What is this pasuk talking about? Meaning that because if Eishes Ish Nefesh Yikara Tatsud, then an Eishes Ish, right, a Nefesh Yikara means a soul that's precious, or the soul that's, Yakar is valuable. So how could it possibly be that an Eishes Ish is going to trap, right, again, talking about adultery with a very precious neshama? So what does that mean? Amar Bechia Bar Abba Amar Biochanan call Adam Sheish Lo Gaso Saruach. It's not talking about a Nefesh Yikara, but a Gaso Saruach. Someone's arrogant, someone's haughty, that was so Nechshal Beishes Ish, and eventually, right, we'll end up with an Eishes Ish, and Amar Eishes Ish Nefesh Yikara Tatsu. So Amar Rava says, what do you mean? Hai Nefesh Yikara. Right, what do you mean? That's not a good translation. Right? It's a Nefesh Yikara. It's a valuable nefesh, and a valuable neshama. Nefesh gavoa, by the way. If you're talking about an arrogant one, it should have said nefesh gavoa, a high nefesh, right? That's the phrase usually used to connote arrogance. The Odin also, hitatsud mi boyalei, right? It should have said that hitatsud, meaning that the neshama traps an esezish. Right? So ella amarovas arava means no. What is that? What does that pasuk mean? Call a baal esezish, afilu lamad Torah dechtiv lamad Torah. Right? Even if that person, right, learns Torah, dechtiv ba yikara hipnimipninim. Right? That the Torah, the pasuk says about Torah that it is more precious, more yakar, more valuable than pninim. Right, as we'll see in a second, what that means. Mikangalo shenechnos levayv neflim. Right, it's even though, right, it's more yoker, more valuable than a kangalo that goes into the kodesh kadashim. Still, he tizudeno ledinu shel gehenim. Still, right, by committing, right, the adultery, right, that will get him down, right, snap, trap him down to gehenim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Someone who gets arrogant is as if he is over the avodah zara. Ksiv halchas pasuk says here toavas Hashem kol gvalev. It's a toeva kosh baruch hu. Someone who gets is arrogant is a toeva, is disgusting to kosh baruch hu. Ksiv halchas and it says there velosav isayivol veisecha. Right, you can't bring avodah zara, right, a toeva, right, a disgusting thing into your house, right. So you see they have a connection between the two. Rabbi Yochanan did de'amar and Rabbi Yochanan himself, right. Again, he that was a quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But Rabbi Yochanan himself kilu kover baker is as if he's a kofer, is someone who becomes arrogant, as if he's, or someone who is arrogant, as if he's an apikoris. Shemar is a positive sense. Rambel avechav shachachtaz Hashem alokecha. Right, you'll become arrogant and you will forget Hashem. Right, kochav yotzim yodi also liyasachai lazeh. Right, you think that your own strength has made you and given you this power, and obviously that's not true. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chana bar Chanina says kilu ba'al al kol harayos, as if he had deal with all the harayos. Ksivaka, because the pasuk says tovas Hashem kol gov alev. Again, being arrogant is a toiva. Ksivasam, and then it says over there by arayos, ki is called toivos ayal, because all of these arayos, all of these disgusting things, right? So that's the connection over there. Ula Amar Ula says kilu bana bama. It's as if he built an abama, which is a mizbeach that is not allowed to be used. Right, now we made some hairy bana besamikdash, and the bamas will continue to be usher. As Shinamar as the Pasuk says, Chidu lechem min ha'adam asher neshama be'apo ki b'meh nechshavu. Right, al tikhi b'meh ela b'ma. Right, don't read a b'meh with what? Right, but me b'ma with a mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop over here, and then we'll maybe have more. I got some more stuff about this. I'm going to talk a little bit about arrogance and anava at the beginning of tomorrow. So we'll go right there in the Hilya Shas. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.